It's conference season, so I'm hoping to meet a bunch of you at in-person and online events this winter. I'll be listing off all the places I'll be later in this episode. I'll also be talking about the new WhatsApp channel that I've created, a new speaking, teaching, and workshop design service. And for those that go to the site posting or watch the video, you'll see a sneak peek of my new book, Practical Regeneration: Realistic Strategies for Climate Smart Agriculture. I'll have all of this, plus content summaries and the information about the services that I offer in this audio and video newsletter update. If you just want to get this to your email or to LinkedIn, check out the links in the description as well. So welcome to the sixth season of Plants Dig Soil, a podcast about realistic regen ag. I'm your host, Scott Gillespie, and I'm an agronomist from the Western Canadian Prairies specializing in climate-smart agriculture. I discuss scientifically proven practices that benefit the planet and, just as importantly, farmers' economic sustainability. So be sure to visit my website, www.plantsdigsoil.com, for resources and information about the services that I offer for farmers and agribusiness. So first off, I want to let you know about a new initiative I'm trying. WhatsApp offers a feature called Channels, which allows anyone to broadcast updates or news links to their followers. There's no commenting, but you can like the posts. I searched the channels related to agriculture, farming, and regenerative practices, and I found none. So I've created Realistic Regen Ag. You'll find a link in the description to try it out. If you don't have WhatsApp, the link should direct you to the App Store to download it. It functions similarly to a text messaging service, but it offers more features, and it's not exclusive to one brand of phone. So if you're interested in seeing all the articles that I find, rather than just a summary of the top ones in each month, check it out. So let's switch to where I'll be this winter. It's conference season, so there's a lot going on. All the places I'm going to be are in Lethbridge, and there is one online, though it has Lethbridge-related content. So let's start with the irrigated crop production update. It's at the new Agri-Food Hub and Trade Center in Lethbridge. People around here would know it as the Ag Expo space or the Exhibition Center, but it's a brand new building. And so I'll be there on Thursday, January 18th, 2024. I'll have a booth and I'll be chairing the morning session. Next, I'll be at the Nutrient Management Webinar on Monday, January 29th, 2024. I'll be presenting Cover Crop Clarity, Simplifying Selection for Alberta's Farming Realities. Skipping ahead into February, it will be the Farming Smarter Conference and Trade Show at the Sandman Signature Lethbridge Lodge, which is Wednesday, February 14th, and Thursday, February 15th, 2024, and I'll have a booth set up there. The Alberta Soil Science Workshop is happening in Lethbridge this year, and it's at the same place, the Sandman Signature Lethbridge Lodge, and it is the following week, from Tuesday, February 20th to Thursday, February 22nd, 2024, and I'll have a booth set up there. And then the main event for people in southern Alberta, which is the Ag Expo, and it's happening at the Agri-Food Hub and Trade Center, the new building that I talked about previously. It's Tuesday, February 27th to Thursday, February 29th, 2024. And when you're there, it's a large facility, so the easiest way to find me is that I'll be booth number 16, and I'll be in the corridor that looks towards Henderson Lake. Now, as mentioned, I've put a new thing up on my website called Speaking, Teaching, and Workshop Design. I get these requests fairly frequently over the year to give presentations or create workshops, and so I thought I should put up a page on my website about them. I've also taught at Lethbridge College, as you would know, for the diploma and degree students. So I have a full list of my work in the media page, but on this particular page, I have picked out three YouTube videos that are posted by other organizations that show me in action, giving presentations, and even one right in the field. So I want to highlight my consulting packages. I don't sell any products. I don't follow systems that others have created. I just get to know your farm or the agribusiness, your needs, and I work to develop a plan that works for you. You're not locked in. Once the plan is created, you're free to implement it on your own, hire another company, or retain me for help along the way. So the starter package is what I call the Q&A package. It's $600, and it's for anybody that just has questions, wants a sounding board, or maybe wants a second opinion from their current advisor. The pricing includes one meeting in person, which is has to be within 100 kilometers of Taber, Alberta, or it can be online, and then there's support through email, text, and phone for a three-month period. So it's ideal for winter planning, or if you just want seasonal support. And with this plan, you can upgrade to another plan, which I'll get to in a moment, for the difference in cost at any point. So when people are starting to work with me, we usually start on the farm planning package, which is $3,000. So I get to know you at a lot more deeper level. You get four meetings throughout the year that have to be within 100 kilometers. It can be online and then for further apart, or there is support through email, text, or phone for a 12-month period. And finally, for ongoing clients, I have the annual retainer, which is $2,000. Now, I don't try to hook you into keeping my services ongoing. I give you everything. I'm not trying to hold things back. And I love working with people over the long term. So if you want to continue working with me, then this is what we do on an annual basis. And it again has the four meetings within 100 kilometers of Taber, and it's support through email, text, or phone for the 12-month period. So let's get to the content summaries. So if you were listening in December, you would have heard these, but I want to highlight them so that you can either go back and listen to them, or you can know what I talked about if you didn't have a chance to. So number 541 was from EEFs to organic challenges this month in regenerative ag. So you've heard me mention that enhanced efficiency fertilizers, which are called EEFs, can reduce greenhouse gas emissions, yet they seldom boost yields. But what if we adjusted their usage rates? So this approach might make them more economically viable for farmers and more beneficial for the planet. In other news, I'll explore how long-term crop rotations benefit cash crops, the cost-benefit analysis of cover crop rotations, and a contentious issue in organic farming. So should organic farmers facing unsolvable problems be permitted to temporarily revert to conventional methods to resolve these issues and subsequently regain their organic certification? Next was 542 Seeger Wheeler, which was a book review. This came from a chance discovery in a used bookstore in Winnipeg, where I found this book on Seeger Wheeler. He shared many similarities with settlers who arrived in the Canadian prairies during the late 19th century, but he stood out above all the others as Western Canada's wheat king, gaining international recognition. What set him apart even more is the fact that he documented his experiences in a book. I stumbled upon a copy of Profitable Grain Growing, dating back to the first printing in 1919. So join me in this episode as I delve into his life, his methods, and how you can access the entire book online if you're interested. Finally, I rounded out season 5 with 543 Precision Agronomy, Lessons from a Semester of Teaching. So in several episodes of the podcast, I've shared my experiences teaching precision agriculture to diploma and degree students at Lethbridge College. Teaching is a reciprocal process, and through it, I've gained valuable insights into the future of agriculture and the evolving landscape of agronomy in the upcoming years and decades. So in the final episode of the season, I delve into the key takeaways from the last semester. And now something that I'm most excited about, I've been working on this over the last year. It's Practical Regeneration, Realistic Strategies for Climate Smart Agriculture. It's a book that's expected to be published in March of 2024. Now, farmers are feeling the pressure to implement climate smart strategies from outside forces. Governments are making international commitments, and agribusinesses are responding to consumer demands and shareholder resolutions. The hype of regenerative agriculture keeps growing, but what actually works? I've spent two decades working with farmers on the Western Canadian prairies. I've seen what works and what doesn't. I've spent the time to critically review the science behind the claims. Whether you're a farmer, an agronomist, or anyone that touches agriculture, this book will help you to find the practices that help the planet and, just as importantly, farmers' economic sustainability. So this will have worldwide print-on-demand availability, Plus, it will be on the Amazon Kindle. It'll be on Google Play Books. It'll be on Apple Books. It'll be on the Barnes & Noble Nook and the Rakuten / Indigo Kobo. Any bookstore, whether a chain or independent, wanting to stock it will be able to order it risk-free with book return insurance at the normal trade discount. So there'll be more details on this coming up in future episodes as it gets closer to the full publication. Now, just to end off the podcast, I want to talk about the SCAP funding. And I have referred to this many times. I'm working through some of the applications that we put in last year. The applications for 2024 can be submitted starting on February 1st. And of course, with anything like this, it's much more ideal if you get the applications in the wintertime and not be trying to scramble during the growing season. So there's a lot of things that are covered, which the highlights are new technology, farm security, grain handling, buying new or upgrading existing center pivots, installing drip irrigation, digging a well, developing water supplies for crops or livestock, and decommissioning old wells, developing a food safety plan or upgrading existing ones, developing new products or markets, fencing in riparian areas or adding fencing, which could be perimeter or internal, increasing legumes or establishing native or tame forages, adding in shelter belts, eco-buffers, pollinator strips, intercropping annuals for grain harvest, cocktail cover crops for green manure or forage, and establishing or enhancing wetlands. Now, those are just the highlights. There are little things or small little things that you might see that I didn't see because I don't know your farm in that much detail. So it's always best if you look at it and see if there's something there for you. You can get up to $150,000 per farm, and the costs of my fees can be included in the funding. And just one more plug for my cover crops course. You'll have a cover crops first plan, which covers the fit, implementation, return on investment, species, and termination. There are CCA, Certified Crop Advisor, continuing education credits, which are called CEUs. So if you're needing those, or if you're wanting to learn more about cover crops and how to plan for them, please check that out. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again next week.